Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Linning and Kui. Tonight's show is in English and Thai, but I wanted to play a different set of music tonight since it's Thanksgiving Eve. And let's worship together before we start worshiping together, listening to how great is our God. Tomorrow's Thanksgiving, so we thank the Lord tonight for all he has given us. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes. Stay with us. How great is our God.
All the
Great Is Our God is sung by Bethany Dillon. What a beautiful song of worship to the Lord right now. Welcome to Wednesday Night Readings with Diane Lenning. This is your host, Diane, and Kui will share with us tonight. We will be reading John 11 in English and Vietnamese. But before we begin, let's open in prayer, and I'm going to start with a Thanksgiving prayer this Thanksgiving Eve that I found online as given by Ina Hughes, and then I will add to it my prayer. A Thanksgiving prayer to our Lord. O God, from whom all blessings flow, help us to be people who turn to you not just to ask for things or to seek forgiveness or to find our rest, but who turn to you in daily gratitude for blessings that come each morning and surround us like angels while we sleep. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've given us, and we give praise to you. In all things, we give praise to you, Lord. For most of all, the gift of salvation that Jesus has provided for us by dying on the cross for us for forgiveness of our sins as the Lamb sacrifice, the eternal Lamb sacrifice, so that all may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ by receiving him as their Savior. We thank you so much, God, for your wonderful gift, God's best gift, your Son. And we look forward to that day when we will be eternally with you, Lord God, and your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and our family who has gone on before us. Lord, we pray that you would bless those who remain here on earth in service of you. Lord, that we will do your will and that your will be done for your kingdom and for your glory. And we pray these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to listen to another song, and then when we come back, we will start reading out of John 11. And this is a night of time of worship, this Thanksgiving Eve, and thanking the Lord for who he is. Let's worship him together with Here I Am to Worship with Tim Hughes. Here I Am to Worship. We'll be right back, so stay with us.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that makes this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God, you're altogether lovely, altogether together wonderful to me. King of all day, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, save, became poor.
great day of thanking and praising the Lord in celebration with your families. Now, I know there are many of you out there who maybe feel like, oh, I don't have anything to thank the Lord for. My life is miserable. I'm sick. My husband or I don't have a job. Or you might have many reasons to be down in the dumps, but I know from personal experience that when you begin to worship the Lord and trust the Lord and believe in Him, that the Lord is just waiting to work a miracle in your life. Just step out in faith and trust the Lord that He will meet your need and heal you, those of you who are sick or infirmed, and bring you a job, and step back and marvel at how the Lord God will answer your prayer and perform a miracle in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to begin reading in chapter 11 of the book of John tonight. Now, this is a wonderful story of a miracle that the Lord performs. Now, a certain man was sick, and I'm going to have to stop just a second to trade my glasses because I can't read that. Here we go. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary, and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore, his sister sent unto him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. When Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. You don't know, my friend, that your sickness may be but for the glory of God, as people marvel at how you are healed. I praise the Lord that I was healed of a very severe illness about 20-some years ago, and the glory of God was brought to the forefront of, and I still marvel to this day how the Lord touched and healed me. And I thank the Lord for the healing touch. I'm grateful that He preserved me for another long portion of my life to serve Him. Verse 5. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When He had heard therefore that he was sick, He abode 2 days still in the same place where He was. Then after that saith He to His disciples, let us go into Judea again. His disciples say unto Him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone Thee, and goest Thou thither again? Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. You know, it's sent the same way or similar way in our daily walk in life, isn't it? If we're walking in darkness in the night, not knowing the Lord, we're going to stumble, we're going to fall, we're going to do things that are even perhaps evil or not right. But because there is no light. But when the Lord gives us the light and we accept the Lord as our Savior, we begin to walk in the light, and we're going to be able to see clearly how to walk and how to do things that are a blessing to people around us. We want to bless others. We want to show them the love of the Lord God through us by how we live our lives. Verse 11, these things said he, and after that he saith unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he is asleep, he shall do well. Will he recover? Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is not dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Verse 16. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now, if you know anything about biology and the human body, 4 days of being deceased, your body begins to decompose and to smell. Now, Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Wow, that's awesome. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. She didn't understand what Jesus meant. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, or though he die, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. As soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now, I'm about halfway through that chapter, so I'm going to take a break and let us listen and worship along. And while the song is playing, I'd like you to think of something that you want to thank the Lord for. For in Christ alone, we stand with the gift of eternal salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Let's worship together in Christ alone, as sung by Joanne Hagee. In Christ alone. I'll be right back with you, so stay with me.
This solid ground.
Thanksgiving Eve, my friend, I'm going to say a few poems in between. And the first of several I have to share in between is written by Mary Fairchild. For beauty in nature, your glory we see. For joy and health, friends and family. For daily provision, your mercy and care. These are the blessings you graciously share. Today we offer this response of praise with a promise to follow you all of our days. And then there's this other wonderful one by Ralph Waldo Emerson, a famous poet, American poet, born in 1803. It's just titled Thanksgiving. For each new morning with its light, for rest and shelter of the night, for health and food, for love and friends, for everything thy goodness sends. Thank the Lord for all these wonderful things. You can thank the Lord in your own heart too tonight while we're sharing. And I have another one before I go back to the scripture. This one is a traditional Thanksgiving hymn we gather together. We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens his will to make known. The wicked oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to his name. He forgets not his own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining his kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, thou, Lord, wast at our side. All glory be thine. We all do extol thee, thou leader triumphant, and pray that thou still our defender wilt be. Let thy congregation escape tribulation. Thy name be ever praised. O Lord, make us free. And that was a traditional Thanksgiving hymn as translated by Theodore Baker, who lived in the 1800s. Thank the Lord, Heavenly Father, for all the goodness you bring for us. We're continuing on in the book of John, chapter 11, reading the story about Lazarus. And right now, as soon as she heard that Jesus was there, she arose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then, which were with her in the house and comfort her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there at Lazarus' grave. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst only been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. Now John 35, the shortest verse in the whole Bible, Jesus wept. It's really the depth of the pain and empathy that Christ feels for us when we hurt and we are in pain. And he shared their sorrow with them as he wept. Jesus shares our sorrows with us too. Verse 37, And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind have caused that even this man should not have died? In other words, couldn't he have kept him from dying? He could do all those other miracles. I don't think they had any idea what Jesus was going to do next. Verse 38, Jesus, therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. If it was a cave, and there was a stone laid upon it. Jesus said, "Take ye away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, "Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days." Jesus saith unto her, "Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me." Even when we're asking for a miracle, we can thank the Lord that he has heard us. Let tomorrow and tonight as well be a time of great thanksgiving that our Lord God hears our prayers. Verse 42, "And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And that he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes or wrappings, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, "Loose him and let him go." Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done, even seeing the Lord Jesus Christ bringing Lazarus back to life did not convince some of the most severe skeptics. And unfortunately, there are going to be skeptics like this, hardened skeptics, who will not come to Jesus before the end time. But I pray that all of you that hear this message, if you do not already know the Lord, will ask the Lord into your heart as your Savior. Verse 47, "Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, 'What do we? For this man doeth many miracles. If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and nation.' And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said unto them, 'Ye know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation perish not.' And this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation." That was what the last verse was. Man was prophesying that Jesus should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together in one the children of God that were scattered abroad. That means you and I, brother and sister, wherever you live, whatever country you're from, whatever nationality, whatever language, you are one of those children of God scattered abroad when you've accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And one day, he's going to bring us all together again as his bride in the last day. Verse 53, "Then from that day forth, they took counsel together for to put him to death." In other words, they plotted and planned with how to put Jesus to death. "Jesus therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went thence unto a country near to the wilderness, into a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was nigh at hand, And many went out of the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Jesus and spake among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What think ye, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he were, he should show it or tell it, that they might take him. Well, if you are interested in accepting and receiving the Lord Jesus as your Savior, we're going to give you an opportunity right now to accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior. And then after that, we'll have some more Thanksgiving verses to share and worship songs to worship the Lord and praise the Lord for the mighty God He is. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it's important that we receive God's best gift while we're here on earth if we want to spend eternity with the Lord God in heaven. In John 1:2 it says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God." It's a free gift. All you need to do is just receive it, and then you have a right to become a part of God's family. In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." Contrary to what some people say, there is only one way to enter into heaven, and that is to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you haven't accepted Jesus yet, I pray and ask that you do that with me now. In Romans 5, "For God proves His love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, please say this prayer with me. "Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I have sinned and been separated from You. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed His blood for my sins and my eternal salvation. I receive Your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way of walking in darkness and step out into the light and walk with You, dear Lord. Jesus, I now invite You into my heart as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey You as the Lord of my life for the rest of my life. And I thank You for the gift of the Holy Spirit that You have given to be with me, to help me to understand the Scripture and to grow in the maturation of the Lord Jesus Christ, to be like Him according to the Scriptures in the New Testament. Help me to find a group or church where I can continue to study and hear more about the Lord. And I thank You and praise You for this wonderful gift of salvation. In the precious name of Jesus, amen." Thank the Lord, the angels in heaven. Praise the Lord. Each time a new person has come to know the Lord and join the family of God, praise the name of the Lord. Thank You, Lord God. reminder is a prayer you can say at your Thanksgiving gathering tomorrow. We give thanks by Harry Jewell. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks for the pleasure of gathering together for this occasion. We give thanks for this food prepared by loving hands. We give thanks for life, the freedom to enjoy it all, and all other blessings. As we partake of this food, we pray for health and strength to carry on and try to live as you would have us. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just love you, Lord, and thank you for all your many blessings. Well, there are quite a few poems written if you just search on the internet, but I have another one here. Pause and give thanks. Wherever you find yourself today, whether filled with joy or wrapped in pain, remember to pause a moment and give thanks, for no other event in our history and time can change our lives like the birth of Christ, so divine. His love never failing and his presence always near, the greatest wonder in heaven on Christmas did appear. God's gift full of grace that brings life, love, and hope can be unwrapped by us all, changing life's scope. For when we invite his life into our hearts, no love is greater than that he imparts. So wherever you find yourself today, remember to pause and give thanks, for he is the truth and the way. That was written by Carolyn Lynn Swartz in 2007. She's a singer, songwriter, and talk show host, poet, and author. And her website is energizedministries.com. Thank you, Lord God, for our friends who are blessed with the gift of writing poetry. Hallelujah. Here are a couple of verses from the scripture, from the Bible, Thanksgiving Bible verses, Psalms 95, 1 through 6. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter in to his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Oh, I don't know if I can sing that whole song, but I know a song to that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and thanksgiving. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise the name of the Lord. That's Psalm 100. Well, that's a joyful way to come to the ending of our time together. We just thank you for being with us, and I hope that you will enjoy this Thanksgiving radio broadcast tonight as we celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow on Thursday, this November 2013. And I hope you have a blessed day tomorrow. Let's close in prayer together and bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you so much for your many blessings, even for those hard times that you bring us through so that you may be glorified. We pray especially for those who may be in pain or downcast or overburdened, Lord, that you would lift them up and encourage them and help them to lift up their eyes with praise unto the Lord for all the blessings you have given us. For even though we may be having hard times and having difficulty, we know there are many blessings you have given us. And we pray that our nation, America, would come back to know the Lord in the great depth that they once did. Help our whole country, all our countrymen and women, to bow down in worship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord, that you would save our nation, Lord, and that our people would return to the Lord God in a promise that they would, if you would but heal our land. We praise you and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for the blessings and bountiful supply of food for Thanksgiving. We know that even the homeless are blessed by the gifts of many who provide wonderful dinners on Thanksgiving. And we pray especially a blessing for the hands of those who prepare the many banquets and feasts tomorrow in thanksgiving of the Lord God Almighty. Thank you for being with us. This is Diane Lenning, your host. We'll be with you next time at blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Remember, God loves you, and so do I. Take care, my friends. God bless you. Bye-bye.